Hey, my name's John Van Dyke. I'm an information systems manager for a $180 million company in Ontario. And my role is super interesting. I get to do lots of different projects, implementing different systems, different technology, different software, responsible for software development division, software implementation, project management, all of that wonderful stuff. And one thing that I have definitely been doing over the years is I've been coding all sorts of different stuff. I've had really kind of a focus on automation, so automating business processes, looking at robotic process automation. And really, funnily enough, you know, I often just fall back to like a Python script or, you know, even like a PHP script or something like that, just to kind of get things done. And so my 100 days of code is really about getting much more of a formalized approach to coding. I am sure that in the last 150 days, I probably have coded at least 100 days out of those for an hour each day. But I figure that I will just do 100 days of code so that I code for 1 hour each day. And I have a ton of different projects that I want to work on. And some of them are actually from work. So some days you'll hear me talk about what I've been doing at work, what kind of coding I've done. Some days there'll be personal projects. I have a type of game / social encouragement board that I hope to put up for people. And that will be kind of fun. That's kind of a project on the side. And another project that I really hope to engage in this next 100 days is just to create an absolutely serverless project, most likely using Fast API. And I love the concept of being able to scale cost to zero. So if nobody is using the software, then there's absolutely no cost to it. But if a lot of people are using the software, using a serverless type of infrastructure, then theoretically it should be able to, you know, just really scale without any issue at all. And the more people that use it, then, you know, the more cost, sure. But then if people are obviously paying to be able to use it, then the revenue kind of scales at the same time that your costs are scaling. So I'm kind of excited to explore that. I expect that I'll be exploring some of the front end stuff, both with the serverless idea and just because I'm actually kind of interested in taking a look at React and even things like Svelte. I've heard some good stuff about, so I'm interested in kind of exploring and seeing what that's about. It's interesting to see what will happen in the next 100 days. So anyway, that's a little bit about me, a little bit about my journey, a little bit of introduction. And every day I will, I'll just post on Twitter that I'm putting up a bit of a podcast like this, and it will describe what I've done for the day and, kind of my challenges. It will be my 100 day challenge or 100 days of code blog, as it were, but it's just going to be a podcast because that's just easier for me to do. All right. So I will talk to you soon. Hopefully once a day you'll hear from me. All right. I'm looking forward to this. Let's see what happens.